This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I told you Saturday in a special transmission I did here from the studios that the word is a new special counsel is being prepared for Hillary, but also for everybody else involved with Uranium One. That means John Podesta, Tony Podesta, Robert Mueller, the entire list of the Legion of Doom, the normal cast of characters. And now, former senator and now Attorney General Jeff Sessions testifying today has said that they are open to a special counsel, and that they are considering doing it. It's also in responses to congressional leaders that have already launched hearings asking, why are we going after Trump when there's no evidence, but then there's complete open and shut cases against the Democrats? Separately, Donald Trump Jr. released his whopping three communications with WikiLeaks during the campaign asking for information. I mean, during the campaign, Julian Assange was on CNN. Julian Assange was on Fox News. Julian Assange did New York Times interviews. He doesn't do them now because they just lie and attack him. But by the extension that you're a Russian agent, if you talk to Julian Assange, when there's no evidence that Julian Assange is a Russian agent, it's just crazy. It's absolutely amazing, but they're back at it. There have been hundreds of news articles the last week by fake news outlets like the Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, who's anti-free speech monopoly man, going, we need to have Drudge Report shut down. He linked to InfoWars. And InfoWars links to Russian news. That's total mental illness. And, of course, we did an analysis of it on average. It's an average month. Drudge links to those sites 10 times more than InfoWars or Breitbart. So he links to the New York Times and Washington Post. Does that mean he works for the New York Times or the Washington Post? It's just next level, ladies and gentlemen. And they did analysis showing how much he links to InfoWars versus how much he links to RT or Sputnik, but then they don't show you how much they're linking to other mainstream, so-called mainstream news, establishment news. But as you can see, the traffic is way, 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 way above the amount of Washington Post traffic that InfoWars would get is 10 times or more. We show up at what? About 15% right there, and they're up at 400%. So do the math. If we're at 15% or 400%, I guess that's way more than 10 times. I was just eyeballing it. What's the percentage? If I'm at 15% or 20%, let's say 20 is a peak, and they're at 400% the links, do we have a calculator? It's way more than 10 times. 20 times. 20 times? 20 times. So, excuse me, it's 20 times. And the response that Drudge gets for literally flooding Jeff Bezos with money and traffic is, we want to shut you down. You're a Russian agent. They have all these other articles saying there's a Federal Elections Commission investigation and a Federal Trade Commission investigation. And Drudge then tweets out that he's responsible for 37% of their traffic. And how do they respond? Urinating directly in his face and calling for his arrest. That is the entitled SJW arrogance of a man worth $100 billion in one company, Jeff Bezos, with the Washington Post hell-bent on shutting down free speech in America, and he even got $500 million this year in CIA money, one of the last things Obama did to run propaganda. I mean, he even gets taxpayer money, that pig.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, to say that today is an overload of news again is really putting it lightly. Wow. We notice themes that developed in the news without even looking. Every day I see five or six news articles of anti-Trumpers caught with bombs, caught with weapons, planning mass killing sprees. Now, whenever they get caught, it's just a local news story. When they hit a big target, like the church, a week and a half ago here in Texas, south of Austin, Texas, in Sutherland, it gets covered up. But here are just two today. Anti-Trumper arrested for killing spree talk, had a bunch of weapons, was planning to kill Trump supporters. And here's another one. Leftist who wanted to kill first responders found with arsenal 200 containers and bomb-making materials. 31-year-old Christopher Langer lived with his parents and said he was planning to kill Trump supporters. He told them, look at that basement-dwelling, mentally ill troll that goes around projecting his hatred of himself onto everybody. And there are legions of these goblin creatures who think it's totally normal to attack you. In fact, we've had this activist on before, and again, have nothing against her because she's not sexualizing children. But we've had her on before. She had her back on. Very articulate, smart person. Blair White, attractive trans. Usually they're not. You know, it's kind of refreshing that she isn't super ugly and doesn't weigh 500 pounds, but sorry, I'm digressing. Trans activist assaulted in Hollywood for wearing Make America Great Again hat. And two men wearing the little pink hats that we can't say the name of, they come up and physically attack her. And then her friend, who's a woman, goes after him. So they then run from the women. So there you go. And, of course, it's beta cuck males, white males that did it. So that's what they do. And this is all over the United States, ladies and gentlemen. They throw stuff in your face. They punch you. They break your fingers. They break your nail. They go after you. And that ties into this story that I was just mentioning. Leftists who wanted to kill first responders found with arsenal of explosives hated Trump. Was part of Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter. Leftist panic over the possibility of having to spend Thanksgiving with Trump-supporting family. Well, I mean, you guys don't want families anyways. You say the nuclear family's bad and evil. So how about people this Thanksgiving don't cater to their mentally ill leftist family. I mean, just don't invite them. Let them go have the government as their family. Let them go out. Quit catering to them. Here's another one. Coming soon to Washington, anti-Trump hotel for liberals. And it offers all these big Jumbotron TVs about how wonderful liberals are and how great Obama and Hillary are and how terrible conservatives are. And then there's just, I guess, like flashing screens of Republicans and Nazi symbols everywhere. So it's kind of like a re-education camp mental patient center for folks that want to be immersed in the lies. That's out of Bloomberg. And that's what Apple and Google and Facebook and Twitter are all building, their own little mini mentally ill cities where everybody that drinks the globalist Kool-Aid can go live in a literal re-education camp where there's flashing screens everywhere telling you you're a winner, feeding your dopamine rush, that you're taking over America, that you're going to break up those families, that you're going to sexualize children, you're going to stop the effing white males, even though effing white males run your world. That's what they're building, is little artificial bubble cities. That's where this is going. Twitter, Facebook, Google, Bezos has announced he's building bubble cities where they're neighborhoods with glass enclosures where you only go in those cities and the doors open for you. You get to feel powerful that nobody else can come in. You just built your own elite walled city where the SJW, mainly white people, can live. Calling everyone outside the bubbles racist. I'm not joking. Bill Gates is building them too. This is the future. And then you'll pay for the exclusivity of being in the bubble. These are true bubble children. So we have that theme developing here today. If you want to see actual schematics of the bubble cities, just type in Google announces self-contained neighborhoods. And then you look, it's, they're not so much bubbles because they're square and then connect, and some are bubbles. And of course, you'll be forced into these soon enough because the GMO is going to be so toxic and all this solar radiation making it through because they're frying the ozone layer with the chemtrailing, and all the barium salts, aluminum dioxide is so poisoning the soil that you'll have to go indoors soon to grow things so we can kind of see their plan taking shape, making the outside so horrible that we're, again, forced into the bubble cities that were promoted by the New York Times, the UN, and the Zeitgeist communist utopia. And the leader, Peter Joseph, with his fake name, came on the show and said, if you refuse to go to the bubble city, you will be re-educated. And a few years later, we asked him back on. He said, I never said you'll be forced to re-education, even though we have the tape. And I said, Peter, we do have the tape. He says, you do not have the tape. You do not, and say it doesn't exist, and we will be friends on the phone. I'm like, dude, I'm not your cult. He talked just like the so-called industrialist that's taken over the world in the new Blade Runner. He literally talks with that same affected, I am in control now. You will live in a bubble city. Robots will run everything for you. They will tell you what to do and decide what you will be. It is total freedom. And I said, who programs the mainframe computer that controls our life? That will not to be discussed. You will be re-educated. Don't ask that question. Well, intellectually, if we're all controlled by robots, who programs the robots? We will not discuss that. It will be free. It will be freedom, whoever programs the robots. Total wannabe NPR. I am in control. There is no reason for you to resist me. Things will go quite nicely once you have entered in. There is no need to resist. I am a friend, simply providing resources that are needed by humanity. Give up your individuality and you will find happiness. Just look at the Davos Group's report this year. You have no privacy. You own nothing. You have no friends. And you've never been happier. Aren't you happy now with the robots talking to you in the bubble city? They tell you when you can go out of town. They tell you when you could visit family. They tell you what you're going to eat and who your most compatible friends are. This is a wonderful new world. Welcome to 2030.
I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. My husband, my wife, those are words we cannot use. I have friends. I have friends. Friends I talk to. They're not machines. I identify them as human. You will be censured or fined if you do not agree with me. If I identify as being a blind person, taxpayers will pay for me to be blinded. Then you will take care of me. If I am a white male that identifies as a Filipino female, you will accept it. If you do not accept my madness, you will be arrested. This is all for the better. I gave up my consciousness to merge with the machine to live forever. When this body dies, I will live on in new bodies. Of course, that's all a lie. I'm now just a biological android, not even a cyborg. Jeff Bezos, Zuckerberg, they will be men, though. They will not take on the interface. We call them master.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. Mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play the football, play the fields, what have you.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up. The accelerated breakup of the EU is now happening as five nations refuse to let the EU army come in and occupy them. Oh, countries want to leave the EU? We have the secret army we've been building for 5 years, 6 years, and it's just now going to roll in. And people are like, no, you're not. So it's accelerating the breakup as they become completely, not just authoritarian, but military conquest. That's coming up. We've got accelerated Democrat professors and others, pundits, talk show hosts, TV hosts, mainstream anchors. Every day I see seven or eight articles with different prominent people saying whites are inherently evil, need to be exterminated, need to not have any babies, are the reason there's problems, you are inherently evil. The left has gone completely Nazi. And it's mainly white people leading it, saying whites are inherently evil. This is truly a mentally ill group of people trying to double down on their insanity. But first, I want to play Attorney General Jeff Sessions' opening speech today when he was there to testify about just the Justice Department in general. It soon turned into a fiasco with Nadler and others going, you got caught lying about Papadopoulos and what he said in some meeting where Papadopoulos testified. He vaguely in some meeting mentioned, hey, I might travel to Russia and reach out, when he was just some unpaid person of dozens and dozens that came through. And Sessions says, yeah, now that I read about the paper, I guess he might have said that at the meeting. And they're like, oh, we got you. You're a liar. While they're the ones up to their eyeballs with uranium and secret meetings and illegal servers. It just goes on and on. So here is his opening testimony.
I'd like to address the false charges made about my previous testimony. My answers have not changed. I've always told the truth. And I have answered every question as I understood them to the best of my recollection, as I will continue to do today. I would like to address recent news reports regarding meetings during the campaign attended by George Papadopoulos and Carter Page, among others. Frankly, I had no recollection of this meeting until I saw these news reports. I do now recall that the March 2016 meeting at the Trump Hotel that Mr. Papadopoulos attended, but I have no clear recollection of the details of what he said at that meeting. After reading his account, and to the best of my recollection, I believe that I wanted to make clear to him that he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government for that matter. But I did not recall this event, which occurred 18 months before my testimony of a few weeks ago. And I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it, because I pushed back against his suggestion that I thought may have been improper. As for Mr. Page, while I do not challenge his recollection, I have no memory of his presence at a dinner at the Capitol Hill Club or any passing conversation he may have had with me as he left the dinner. All you have been in campaigns let me just suggest, but most of you have not participated in a presidential campaign, and none of you had a part in the Trump campaign. And it was a brilliant campaign, I think, in many ways, but it was a form of chaos every day from day one. We traveled sometimes to several places in one day. Sleep was in short supply, and I was still a full-time senator at a very full schedule. During this year, I've spent close to 20 hours testifying before Congress, before today. I have been asked to remember details from a year ago, such as who I saw on what day, in what meeting, and who said what to when. In all of my testimony, I can only do my best to answer your questions as I understand them and to the best of my memory. But I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied. That is a lie. Let me be clear. I have at all times conducted myself honorably and in a manner consistent with the high standards and responsibilities of the Office of Attorney General, which I revere. I spent 15 years in that department. I love that department. I honor that department and will do my dead level best to be worthy of your Attorney General. So as I said before, my story has never changed. I've always told the truth, and I've answered every question to the best of my recollection, and I will continue to do so today. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'm honored to take your questions.
Now, when you remember that it's the Clintons in bed with the Russians, hundreds of millions of dollars we now learn, Mueller on tarmacs with Bagman with weapons-grade uranium, Mueller in 10 companies at least where he invests no money but gets millions back, totally illegal, declaring none of this, just involved in stuff that is over the top, communist Chinese, sold out to the Islamists, sold out to Saudi Arabia. I mean, Mueller's a literal Bagman for the Clintons. Killed investigations the FBI had into Uranium One, allowed it to go forward with Congress. This was all in the news years ago. And then they got Sessions going, well, we caught you when you were senator last year. You met with the Russian ambassador twice. He said, yeah, I said that. That's what you do when you're on a head of a committee. Pelosi met with him 30-something times. They come by your office. What they do. Constituents come by your office. And again, they prey on the public not knowing how this stuff works to just keep acting like there's something going on there. Oh, you know, Donald Jr. tried to find dirt on Hillary. That means he's a Russian agent. Or Donald Jr. tried to get dirt from WikiLeaks. I sent WikiLeaks a bunch of emails. My producer saying, please come on. Please give us the emails. That's what the news did. They take normal behavior and turn into something bad. But just a few minutes ago, I saw this montage with Fox News even acting like they had just caught Sessions doing something. I mean, that's how crazy it is. And you watch the senators all staring at Sessions like he's done something terrible in the hearing. It is just crazy. Absolutely crazy, because they're running scared. They're the ones that did it. Let's play part of that clip.
On Trump's campaign's possible contacts with Russia, in the past, Sessions denied he knew anything about contact with Russia. But in recent weeks, former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos told prosecutors he raised the idea of a Trump-Putin meeting during a meeting Sessions attended. And another foreign policy aide, Carter Page, told House investigators he had mentioned to Sessions he was taking a trip to Moscow. Sessions saying in his opening statements he always told the truth in the past and that he answered questions as best as he understood them at that time. But lawmakers with plenty of new questions for him today.
All right, when we come back, we're going to go to those because, again, you heard, like, ooh, he got caught. And you read the FBI affidavit and the indictment and stuff of Manafort and others. It's all Papadopoulos keeps coming in and saying, hey, meet with the Russians. Like, get out of here. Clearly a setup. I mean, it's so pathetic. There's nothing there. They're so desperate.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So let's try and correct the earlier testimony now for the record. Yes or no, did you chair the March 31st, 2016 meeting of the National Security Advisory Committee?
I did chair that meeting.
Thank you. Yes or no, did Mr. Papadopoulos mention his outreach to the Russian government during that meeting?
He made some comment to that effect,
yes.
As I remember after
I
having read it in the newspaper.
I asked for yes or no. I don't have time.
All right.
I cannot imagine your memory would fail you so much. But moving on, do you want to admit under oath that you did not tell the truth or misrepresented, or do you want to correct your testimony right now?
So did he clarify those previous comments that he made under oath, Jonah?
I'm sure the Democrats will think not. I think that his supporters will think probably. I'm sort of in the gray area about all this. I think he got himself into some trouble way back when.
Okay, let's stop right there. You want to know why I'm playing clips of Fox News? I can just play this on C-SPAN. We have the clips. I'm doing it so you can see even Fox News. Last segment I played, the lady intro it. I came back into this segment, showed how they outroed it, and it just went on and on, acting like Sessions has done something bad, and then almost no coverage, even on Fox, of Uranium One, of Mueller the bagman, of all the companies Mueller's in, of all the calls for Trump to have the Attorney General create a special prosecutor for the Clintons, for Mueller. That is the answer. We have them open and shut, but they knew how to start the investigation first to make it look like if Trump retaliated, he'd retaliated for political purposes, not for justice. Everybody played Mr. Nice Guy. I told President-elect Trump, and I told Trump when he was president. I said, Mr. President, they're going to tell you they're going to make deals and back off and stop what they've done. They're never going to stop until you're destroyed because of what you stand for. And if you don't start prosecuting them day one for the crimes they've committed, they are never going to rest till they have overthrown you and the American people and the electoral process. I said, sir, they're already talking about having new elections and suspending the last election that elected you and getting rid of the members of Congress that are Republican who just got elected and having Homeland Security run the elections and totally federalize it because Obama had just signed that executive order when Trump was president-elect. And he said, I know about that. I know about that. We're looking into it. And he goes, yeah, you know, all the illegals voting. It's incredible. And dead people. It's incredible what the experts tell me. And I said, sir, I'm not talking about the illegals voting. Obama signed an executive order to federalize all 50 states' elections. At that time, 15 attorney generals had written letters to Trump, president-elect, and to Obama. Later, it was unanimous a month later, saying, please reverse this. All 50 attorney generals have said this is the end of the federalist system and a total federal takeover of the elections like Venezuela. And I was the first to raise the alarm just because I'm not stupid. I saw the executive order. We just put it on screen. Then Obama did another executive order establishing a Ministry of Truth saying that InfoWars, Breitbart, and conservative media is Russian and directing the Central Intelligence Agency to counter us by any means necessary. You can go read the executive order he signed. And by the way, that was an executive order that accompanied the bill he signed in the Defense Authorization Act for 2017. And it says they will use the CIA on me to stop me. And then you watch Congress a week and a half ago and they said, Paul Joseph Watson of InfoWars has a story about a Muslim attacking. It's fake news. What are you going to do? And they had to Twitter, Facebook, and Google say, we stopped him at lunch, sir. And Congressman Quigley went, good. How do you stop him, period, for being on there? And he goes, sir, we're trying. I mean, you saw them sign it. You saw them do it. I'm not being melodramatic. In fact, I don't know how to be dramatic enough about this situation. The articles I've got in front of me, when you deal with Stockholm Syndrome, when you deal with cuckolding, when you deal with people wanting to go under trauma and wanting to be conquered and wanting to do anything, they're having Islamic attacks, stabbings, shootings, and rapes every day in Sweden. The story's by Kit Daniels on InfoWars.com. One of scores I've got. Let's roll that footage from Mall of America the day of the stabbing 2 days ago. Folks caught a Somali guy robbing them while they were in the dressing room. They called for help. He stabbed them both. Sweden under pressure to adopt Islamic national flag, country known for appeasing Muslims in every possible way. Now, I'm not joking. They have UN ads that run in Sweden, Germany, Denmark, and France. We played that show super hot sex models, sex symbols, dancing with hijabs on and then covering her face saying it's sexy to wear hijab. You have TV ads this Christmas saying celebrate Islam. It's all happening. You're seeing footage of Mall of America this weekend. Sweden under pressure to adopt Islamic national flag. This is no joke. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Country known for appeasing Muslims in every possible way. And they've got a Somali guy right here in the middle that leads the group. A social media campaign is pressuring Sweden to adopt the Turkish-style flag due to Islam's rapid growth in the country. A petition asking Sweden's prime minister to do away with the current offensive flag is nearing its signature because it has a cross on it. As the campaign hashtag For Better Sweden continues to trend on Twitter. The Swedish flag is a consistent reminder of a dark and oppressive past. That sounds like the Pope this year saying Christianity's bad. The petition reads, refugees and migrants are forces to live under its Christian cross, a symbol of the Crusades and the slaughter of millions of innocent Islamic lives in Sweden's past that makes them feel unwelcome and unsafe. Hey, Muslims, you started it. You started your jihad. You invaded Europe for 200 years. You ran over Eastern Europe. It's why people have dark hair and Asianatic eyes. Okay? That's a fact. They ran over Poland. They ran over Hungary. They ran all the way up to the eastern borders of Germany and France. They took Spain, everywhere but northern Spain. Oh, and I almost forgot. We're going to cover this when we come back. CNN has a story about slave blocks where they sell women and men up on blocks. I've told you this for years in Sudan, in Somalia, and now in Libya since it got liberated by the forces of the Arab Spring that Google and everybody supported and Bezos supported. They are now selling men on an auction block saying they're good workers. They'll do a good job for you. And that's they're being sold by Islamic State. And the reason they look happy is they kill you if no one buys you. These are just men being sold because Africans aren't seen as human under Islam. That's why the blacks all join it. I don't know why. I'm not kidding. As she says in the Quran, you're not human. It calls black folks all the racist names. I won't say on air. The slave trade was, modern slave trade was started by Arabs. And they would have slave galleys they used with Europeans they grabbed. And so all over there, they're selling women. Now, remember, The Daily Show and others made fun of me a few months ago when I said slave blocks. They sell women on slave blocks. They go, what's a slave block? See, Islam's all about slavery of men, women, and children. Islam is about sex with men and boys. Islam is that. Islam is that. Islam is why the left loves it. Because it's anti-human, anti-God, oppressive in its orthodox Wahhabist form. There are seven countries in Islam where slavery is still legal. Why didn't Trump just ban people from countries that have slavery legal? But, oh, we got to hear about America and slavery all day. You see, to cover up for what's really going on, and then tell Sweden, you better take the Islamic flag because of what you did to us poor Muslims when we invaded and got stopped on the borders of Sweden. And got stopped on the borders of Germany. And got stopped. Got stopped. Got stopped. Got stopped. And we're going to stop you again.
Hey, Daniel Bremen. Why new manna storable foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic. No gluten. Without the chemicals. Great taste and value. New manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new manna today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-476-5281. That's 800-476-5281.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-476-5281.
Write it down.
800-476-5281.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are broadcasting worldwide. Infowars.com is our main site. And don't forget, we've got all the other great broadcasts as well. Broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, the news site's Infowars.com. The globalists have made the decision. It's official. The head of the EU has said it. Juncker has said it. Peter Sutherland has said it. They're going to conquer Europe with Islam. There are 1.5 billion Muslims. Most of them are right there next to Europe. There's going to be 3 billion total by 2020. 25, maybe even earlier. Their numbers are doubling exponentially every few years. And the decision has been made to Islamify Europe. And when people would raise the alarm, they would be criticized, they would be attacked, they would be demonized. Well, here's just the articles today. Officially, they're pushing to change the flag from the cross that the Muslims say is offensive to the Islamic flag, basically, of Turkey. And I guess it was Muslims that conquered what is Turkey today when it was Constantinople and put all the men to death and then enslaved the people. So I guess it's kind of okay. Because after all, Turkey was Christian. And Istanbul was Christian. It's now, well, it was Constantinople. It's now Istanbul. And it just really blows my mind to see this type of stuff going on and to just be witnessing it happening in mass. It really is happening. It really is going on. And then to watch mainstream media, the major universities, Hollywood, demonize Christianity, demonize the West that ended slavery, that started the process and then ended it, except in areas of Africa and the Middle East and other Muslim-dominated areas, where slavery is still the law of the land in at least seven countries, Sudan, Somalia, and now recently liberated by the globalists, the Islamic State-controlled Libya. And so CNN, though, has all these big articles and all these big discussions about slavery discovered in Libya. But then they never tell you it's Islamic doing it or that it's okay in the Quran or this is a culture pushing it. They just say, look how terrible slavery is. Who are the people selling these African men? And, of course, it was really The Guardian and everybody else that broke this years ago. They sell women up on slave blocks. They sell women up on blocks. And there's news articles about it, but none of our media will pick it up. Well, finally, CNN's covering it, but never telling you it's Islamic in big, long articles, in big, long news reports, in big, long videos. They won't tell you this is Islam. This is the countries where slavery's still legal. No, they tell you America and the West is all guilty. There are Islamic invasions going on all over Northern Africa, Eastern Africa, right down into Central Africa. They are getting all the way into the Congo now, Islamicists, and have slave trades out of Niger, out of Ethiopia, out of all these once Christian areas, up into Tunisia, up into Libya, and then up into major cities like Tripoli, where the slaves are then sold to Islamic owners who take them to their slave plantations. Now, still many others, as these routes are opened up, are then sold to aid agencies who actually want the people. It was paying to have them kidnapped and brought 1,000 miles, and then they're loaded onto ships paid for by George Soros and dumped in Europe. Once they're there, they get brought into Islamic centers, even though most of them aren't Muslims, and then wound up to be anti-American, anti-European. You cannot make this up. So, again, Islam is running slavery worldwide, and so every basketball player, every football player who's black has to ignorantly take on some name like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because Islam fights for black people. Islam created the African slave trade. The slaves the Romans took were Germanic. They were next door to them. That's who they grabbed. That's who they wanted. That's who they used. Africans were rare in Greece, rare in Rome. But you won't hear a word from Kaepernick about Arab slave traders running men, women, and children everywhere. Instead, he likes to be on the cover of establishment dying publications to look cool and act cool as a mindless SJW. And you're not going to hear a word out of him about real slavery because it's not fashionable. He's just here with the big corporate media as a rearguard action, a scorched earth policy of Hollywood to try to get America into a civil war. That's in the WikiLeaks. But what CNN shows these men is nothing. So uncool to be on the cover of GQ. Super uncool. Look how stupid it is. Once you're not in the trance, it's like pathetic. It's like They Live. Not going to hear a word about the African slave trade from them. Or if you do, if it gets forced out, they'll go, oh, and just never mention it's Islamic. Or never mention that Hillary and Obama overthrew Libya that was empowering all Africans and really doing a good job overall, who'd come into the West, was working with the West, wasn't supporting terror for 10 years, and overthrew them and let the most horrible Islamic slave traders in who sell little kids into sex slavery and kill every Christian they can get their hands on. Here's part of the CNN whitewash. This is Libya this year.
A man addressing an unseen crowd. Big strong boys for farm work, he says. 400. 700. 800. The numbers roll in. These men are sold for 1,200 Libyan pounds, $400 a piece. You are watching an auction of human beings. Another man, claiming to be a buyer, off camera, someone asks, what happened to the ones from Niger? Sold off, he's told. CNN was sent this footage by contact. After months of work...
All right, let's stop there. Oh, after months of worth of CNN, that is nothing. We've got the footage of them chopping people up and eating them, selling the women, raping them, stuff we can't even show you. And it's in the foreign press. But never is it discussed who's bringing these people out of Central Northern Africa. Most of them are animist or they're Christians. They worship animals or they worship Christ. And they're being taken up into Libya to be sold. I mean, there's the BBC reporting on it. Humans are reportedly sold as slaves for 400 each on the front line of the migrant crisis. The migrant crisis? It's the Islamic crisis that Europe advertised these people to come north. By the way, if you're a TV viewer, you notice I'm wearing what I believe is the coolest InfoWars shirt ever. It's made of really good designer fabric, super high quality. It is Won't Tread on Me with a big Gadsden snake. Great design, InfoWars.com. The American flag on the right shoulder, on the back. It's got InfoWars.com. I love this shirt. If you buy it, it helps fund our operation, helps you meet like-minded people, spread the word. Our apparel just gets better and better, and I think this is the best-looking shirt we've ever produced. I hope you'll go buy one today and help fund our operation. Again, it's a designer-quality fabric. Shirts like this in stores will be $50. It's $24. We have a lot of shirts that are $9 if you want. They just don't have as soft a fabric. We have really high-quality ball caps with InfoWars.com. We have so much more. And if you just simply commit through free will, we don't take your money like MSNBC does with the taxpayer money they get through government funding. We don't take your money at gunpoint and use it against you. We're just here, high-quality products, supplements, books, films, water filtration, things you need. A lot of designer shirts are selling out right now. We have extended free shipping, by the way, store-wide, I should have added. But a lot of the stuff that we did have is sold out. So the new specials are 50% off. Are about to sell out. Caveman, Ultimate, Paleo, Bone Broth, Biome Defense, 50% off. That's about to sell out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I totally forgot to even mention this hour. I get so upset with the globalists that we have got just a slew of super high. Oh, and Michael Savage is coming up. Michael Savage with his new big book, exclusive interview with Michael Savage, and so much more. I get so wound up in the headlines. I always promote right at the end. So we give you everything right up front. And Michael Savage is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be huge. Great time to have him on. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com, and again, Michael Savage with his new book, MichaelSavage.com, and the new book, God, Faith, and Reason.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
As most of you already know, I am a